Welcome to a new episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. We're finishing up the year strong with some interviews, some solo episodes, and some ideas that you can take into 2024. If you're joining us in November and December, wishing you a great finish to the calendar year. If you're listening to this episode later on in the school year, welcome. Appreciate you stopping by. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher still here on the East Coast and love to share my favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. In this podcast episode, you'll hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events. I started the podcast in 2019, and each episode is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. Don't forget to head to classtechtips.com/podcast for the show notes for each and every episode. A shout out to our friends at WeVideo for sponsoring today's episode. Trusted by over two-thirds of the top 100 U.S. school districts and used across the world, WeVideo empowers learners and educators to create and teach with dynamic, interactive video content. With WeVideo's Assignment Ideas Library, educators can easily assign multimedia projects to learners with just a few clicks. Each project is educator-made, standards-aligned, and comes with all of the instructions and resources you need to foster collaborative and impactful learning. Visit www.wevideo.com/education to learn more and try WeVideo free for 30 days. This week's episode is titled Six Ways to Customize Any Assignment with AI. And this past year, I've spent a lot of time working with educators who are curious about artificial intelligence, from podcast episodes and blog posts to in-person workshops and webinars. It has been a busy year exploring all things AI with educators. Today on the podcast, we'll look at a handful of ways you can customize any assignment, with AI. Specifically, we're going to look at generative AI and chatbots like ChatGPT, Claude, or Bard. I've spent a lot of time this year demonstrating how to use these types of chatbots, whether you have been with me for a live workshop in person, for a webinar, you've watched one of my masterclasses in the Easy EdTech Club, or if you're a member of the AI and education membership, then you know about this too. And one of my favorite things to share is prompt engineering, how you can write a prompt that gives you exactly or almost exactly what you're looking for. So today we're taking a spin on prompt engineering to talk about ways to customize a prompt based on the specific needs of your students. These customization tips are ready for you to combine with a prompt, so you're one that you're already planning to use. I sometimes call these simple prompts since they are only one simple sentence. For example, make a list of 10 ideas to kick off a unit on the rock cycle. Give me 5 discussion prompts for students to discuss endangered species. Essentially, these 6 ways to customize an assignment you're creating are things you would add to your original simple prompt to help you get a better response. Let's take a look at these 6 ways to customize an assignment you're creating, starting with the first one, the learning objective. For this customization, you'll add a sentence to your original prompt with your learning objective. This could include a goal, that individual lesson, or something your students are working on that week. So you would take a simple prompt like, give me ideas for teaching fractions to my fourth graders. And then you would add, their learning objective this week is to understand how to add and subtract fractions with like denominators. So you're adding this extra piece of information to customize the output for your group further. You might have your list of learning objectives for the week that you are working off of to gather some ideas here. This could be a simple copy and paste. The second customization is adding a cross-curricular connection. This is an excellent addition if you want to connect one part of a student's day to another. Like if you're teaching algebra, but you know your students are learning about the American Revolution, or if you're specifically tasked with incorporating a literacy skill into your work, this can come in handy too. For this customization, you'll add a sentence to your original simple prompt requesting a connection. So you have a simple prompt like, give me ideas for an activity where I introduce students to primary source documents. You could add, make a connection between this activity and the literacy skill cause and effect. This extra piece can help reinforce a skill or concept students are exploring in another part of their day, either with you or with another content area teacher. So for schools that are placing a lot of emphasis on cross-curricular literacy skill integration, like those that are adopting the science of reading, I know I've had a lot of conversations regarding that specifically in the work that I do with educators. This prompt, this cross-curricular connection addition to your prompt, can save you lots of time and give you plenty of ideas to choose from. Number three on the list of customizations is using standards. If you're planning an activity or assignment that you want to make sure connects back to the standards you're teaching, you can add the standard to your prompt. For example, instead of using a simple prompt like make a list of discussion prompts on the Renaissance for my sixth grade students, which would probably get you pretty nice results, you can add language directly from the state standards. I grabbed the Texas state standards off the web for this one, even though I'm based in New York. So I said I might simply copy and paste the language. The student understands the influences of individuals and groups from various cultures on various historical and contemporary societies. The student is expected to identify and describe the historical influence of individuals or groups on various contemporary societies. That's the quote. So I pull that straight from the list of standards. This isn't a magical addition to your prompt, but it will set up the prompt to give you a response that's closer to what you're looking to share with students and connects back to your standard. So I would try this one out, see how it works. You might not put in a lot of information. You might just clip one part of a lengthy standard if you're trying this out for the first time. So far, we've looked at three ways to customize an assignment with AI: add the learning objective, include a cross-curricular connection, and copy and paste the standard to add to your prompt. Next up is to include student interests alongside your prompt. Now, if you've joined me for a workshop or webinar this year, you've probably seen me share an example related to student interest. If you or an educator you know are struggling to engage students, maybe you're listening to this when the episode goes live and everyone's feeling a little wild and crazy this particular time of year, although you might say, Monica, I'm not listening to this in December, I'm listening to this in April, and everyone is still a little wild and crazy. Well then, right, you can use this no matter when. Well, you might want to leverage student interest. So imagine all of your students love basketball or sharks, or they love wintertime, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be everyone. You could use this a couple times for each of your small groups. Whatever it might be, all you have to do is add a description of what your students like, and you'll get some high interest responses. For example, you might say, I'm teaching topic to grade and they love interests. Make a list of connections that can help them stay engaged and retain knowledge. So you might replace those blanks right in that prompt, or those placeholders, with something like, I'm teaching adding fractions to fourth graders and they love basketball. Make a list of connections that can help them stay engaged and retain knowledge. So I know I gave you two fraction examples in this episode, but we'll just go with it for today. So instead of getting traditional responses to a prompt, I will now get ones that are tailored to what the student interest is that I indicated. You can do this with really anything, but you do want to remember that ChatGPT and most chatbots are pulling information with a bit of a delay. That's getting better. And if you're following some of the AI news, if you're with me in the AI and education membership that I host, where I give like monthly news updates, then you might know a bit more about this and where it's headed. But you don't want to use something that's like super current popular culture. like, and again, I'm recording this for you a couple weeks before it goes live. It's November 14th today when I'm recording this for you. This will go out on December 5th. So I don't know where Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will be, but right now it's all about her changing lyrics in that Karma song at her Argentina concert, right? So like, you're not going to put that in because it'll be too recent. And so who knows where we'll be 3 weeks later with them or with anything, right? But you want to choose something that's maybe a little more broad, at least for your first go of it. So number four on the list was to include student interest alongside your prompt. Number five, fifth on the list of ways to customize an assignment with AI, is to describe students in your prompt. And at the most basic level, you might do this already by including the grade level of your students, but I'd push you to go a bit further to get more customized results from your chatbot query. So for example, you might add students' Lexile level or what they've shown as a strength or an area they're working to strengthen. You might even include information on how many students you're working with or what types of devices or applications they have access to, or another piece of information that describes your group of students. So all things you might add. Number six, and the final one here on the list, is adding an unexpected detail to customize your assignment or activity. So you're adding that detail to customize your assignment or activity. So in this case, you can really go in any direction with this last tip. For example, you might add an unexpected detail to a simple prompt. So if you say something like, create a Mad Lib style activity to help my students explore alliteration, then you might add an unexpected detail like, these students just got back from a field trip from the Bronx Zoo, or our school's mascot is an owl. These are some unexpected details. They don't really have anything to do with what you're asking in that original prompt, but they could get you something pretty unique and relevant responses for your students based on these unexpected details that, you never know, might influence what the output is in a really great way. So there you have it. Six ways to customize any assignment with AI. These are ready for you to make your own. And if you have your own favorite ways of using AI, I would love to hear about it. Just send me a message on Twitter, X, reply to any of my Monday newsletters and let me know, or take a screenshot of this episode as you're listening and post it to a favorite platform. Maybe you screenshot this on your iPhone and then you post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Class Tech Tips. That's a great way for me to find it. So let's finish up this episode like we always do with a few key points to make this EdTech easy. Add the learning objective to your prompt. Include a cross-curricular connection or student interest. Copy and paste the standard to add to your prompt. And add a description of your students or an unexpected detail. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from the episode on classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 244. I also have an artificial intelligence resources button at the very top of my website that has oodles of more resources around AI. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, WeVideo. Visit www.wevideo.com/education to start your free 30-day WeVideo trial and get instant access to time-saving features like WeVideo's assignment ideas library, easy-to-use multimedia creation tools, interactive elements, and more. Thanks again for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. Whether you've been here for the first 200 or so episodes or tuning in for the first time today, so glad you stopped by. Make sure to hit that follow button on your podcast app. That way, next week's new episode will be waiting for you first thing Tuesday morning. I also have some bonus episodes on the schedule for the next few months that I know you'll want to check out too.